The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Wednesday morning, everybody. Joe Kelly's a bitch. How's that?
No.
That's how we started. That's right. Joe Kelly can suck it. Joe Kelly was with the Red Sox when Astros beat their ass in 17. Then he won as a cheater in 18 with the Red Sox.
Yeah.
And he's going to give to Carlos Correa.
Imagine a show where you didn't watch the Astros and you're like, "What? Who is what? Is that Minka Kelly's dad?
No, it's not Minka Kelly's dad.
I used to work with a guy named Joe Kelly.
You did?
Yeah, Joe
at
Kelly
the circus?
Was.
No.
No, he was here, right?
No. It's not, no, I don't know who you're
Joe George.
I don't know who you're talking. Yeah.
Jeff George.
Joe George is at 790 now. No, and his name was Joe Kelly. And he wasn't so much of a bitch, but Joe, if you're listening, John just called you a bitch. Sorry.
Yeah.
He was directing it at you, Joe.
Well, John is referencing, if you didn't see the Astros game, you should have watched maybe the first three innings, because Fromber looked good.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you could have shut it down sometime in the fourth. But the what John's referring to is in the middle inning, what was this, about the seventh, sixth?
What inning was this?
They were down 5-2. I think it was the seventh, bottom of the seventh?
I think it was the seventh. And Joe Kelly came in. And I'd literally forgotten all about Joe Kelly, until I saw him. I'm like, hey, wait a minute. I remember him with the Red Sox. He was one of the Red Sox who's got a sweeping slider, but
He's also got a fastball around Bregman's head.
Well, he's got a pretty hot fastball, that 96, and he's got a sweeping slider. And what happened was there was nothing going on. Alex Bregman was up the plate, misses with some pitches. He gets to 3-0, and on a 3-0 count, he throws a fastball up behind his neck. Okay? Now, if you're at 3-0, there's nobody on base, you're at 3-0, and you throw it way up there, major league pitchers will miss from time to time, but a fastball up behind someone's head is, especially on a throwaway count like 3-0, when you're up by three, that's prime time hit somebody territory. And that pitch, Alex Bregman, you could see, he ducked it. He had a look on his face like, okay.
Now we see what we're doing here.
Now we see. So he doesn't say anything. He goes and gets on the base. I am interested to see if we can pick up Joe Kelly's whatever he's saying here on the press conference. The next batter up is Michael Brantley. Michael Brantley works a count. He does what he does, professional hitter and all. And then actually it was Altuve. No. It was Brantley. Brantley grounds out. It's a fielder's choice to first, but ground ball to first base. Joe Kelly runs over to cover the bag, gets his foot in front of the bag, which is considered poor form. It's I guess there's some baseball rules against that. Because number one, it can be dangerous if a player steps on it and twists his ankle. So Michael Brantley, as he's running, steps half on the bag, half on the foot, because that's where Joe Kelly's foot was. Joe Kelly immediately yells something at Brantley because Brantley whips his head around, and you can hear Dusty Baker, 100% it's Dusty Baker, tell him, get back
on
the mound.
Here we go.
Here.
Here's what Dusty Baker.
This is exactly what Dusty. So as Joe Kelly's looking at Brantley and Brantley's looking at him, and maybe Joe Kelly is saying something to Brantley, here's what Dusty Baker blasts out. And this is going to happen quite a bit. The field mics.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball, just there's nothing they can do about this. Here is what Dusty Baker yells out.
Get on the mound, little.
Ooh, okay. So in empty stadiums, we pick up some things that we don't normally pick
now,
up. Apologies for.
Now, Dell, you've heard the Ron Uncut.
Okay.
John, you've heard the Ron Uncut.
Right.
If you'd like to hear the Ron Uncut,
well, let's play it again, because there's a controversy over exactly what he said.
Get on the mound, little.
He says, "Little."
Ooh, okay.
I think he says, "Get on the mound, little."
Yeah,
little flipper.
Listen, but everybody else has got. There's already T-shirts here saying "M effer."
Get
not
on the mound, mother bleeper.
No,
Dell. What do you think he says?
When I first heard it, and when I hear it again, he says, "Get on the mound, little effer."
Yeah, that's what he's saying.
Yeah, he's saying
you
little.
Have to know the nuance.
Yeah.
Of an older man cuss.
Yeah.
Like that's an old school street cuss. You little.
Yeah.
I wish we could cuss because it flows.
Well, you can't. Go ahead.
Do it on the stream.
Go ahead. You can.
I mean,
do it
during the break on the Twitch.
Let me do it like this. Get on the mound, little sucker. But I said, sucker.
Yeah.
Get on the mound, little sucker. Because he is a skinny guy. So he could be calling him Lil.
Yeah.
I think he's calling him Lil.
Well, I just think he's being derogatory. He's saying, yes. Yeah. You know what? That's even worse than MF.
What he is telling them, though, is quit chirping. And this is classic old school baseball, too. Stop chirping and get back on the mound.
Yeah.
But then they're already feeling some type of way about the pitch behind Bregman's head.
Yeah.
Because we knew it would be Bregman would be the first one challenged. There was no doubt
because
Bregman was most likely.
Yeah, his little attitude.
I guess that is considered really bad baseball form to have the foot in front of the base and then to feel some type of way about it because you get it stepped on. And then after that, it really gets fun with Carlos Correa has net bat against him. And there's a
pitch. Yuli caught one. Yuli got one high and tight too.
He got a slider that just didn't break back in. I didn't think there was. You could see it's definitely a slider that he tried to get to turn back around, and he didn't.
Well, Correa had so much for Bellinger this offseason.
Right.
That's why that was.
So Correa all of a sudden gets pitches. He gets the same treatment with that little slider that can't get back around, and he didn't say anything about it. But then he throws a little dirt-diving slider that Carlos chases. It's a good pitch. Carlos chases it, struck out, and he goes, nice swing. And he says, yeah, nice swing, bitch, is what Joe Kelly says.
Joe Kelly says to Correa.
You can see it. It's mouth.
It was a, you know what? I kind of felt the same way.
It's mouth. Well, regardless of that, that's also, I think, considered poor form in baseball, John.
Right.
To say that to another
team.
Well,
right. You don't. No.
That's
Joe Kelly. And then it was a.
And then the Astros start yelling at him. Hey, hey. You can hear him yelling from the. And then he turns to the dugout and starts making these faces at the Astros dugout. It continues on. Correa staring him down and saying stuff. The Astros come out of their dugout and start moving towards the Dodgers dugout because it gets a little fired up. At the end of the inning, Dusty gets really pissed when the Astros get a warning because there's what Jeff Blum said. No one actually got hit by a pitch. So It's not. I get it.
That's
but
fine.
Here's
but
what
they
the Astros
threw
are pissed
behind
about.
Behind them and high.
Here's what the Astros are pissed about. Now you give a warning where we're going to be thrown out of a game if we retaliate.
Right.
And that's not lying baseball.
It should have happened after the Bregman pitch.
Yes. If you didn't think that was intentional, let us make a decision.
Right. Well, if you thought it was intentional, well, wait a minute. If you're warning both sides. That means you did think it was intentional,
both sides,
and you think there's going to be retaliation. You should have done it after Bregman.
Retaliation from both sides.
Both sides are good. There's good people on both sides, not on the Dodger side.
Not on the Dodger side.
Not on the Dodger side. I'm pretty sure our president
so
would say that.
So nothing happened after that, but that one's going to stick around a little bit.
Oh, no. We got more tonight.
It was
there will be more tonight.
You think so?
Yes.
I think
they'll And
work.
I'm going to tell you this.
They got more series. I think they'll work.
I'm going to tell you this. The Astros pitcher, this is historically, the Astros pitchers do not retaliate, and they need to retaliate. This was a point of contention in the Bagwell, Biggio, Roy Oswalt locker room.
Shane Reynolds.
I remember Roy addressing it. He was like, well, you know what, we're here to pitch, we're here to win games, and Bags and Bigg, they were pissed. You gotta protect your guys, and you know what? These guys gotta one of these little hotheads. I'm surprised. Paredes couldn't do it. Paredes couldn't find a plate. Good Lord, and that's not the.
I don't even know that he's.
That's
a
not the best guy to put on with runners on, right?
Hey, listen, guys. We're gonna go right to bases loaded. Let's go to the rookie who just pitched yesterday. Let's go to him and give him no wiggle room to throw strikes. I mean, he's a guy who also
he's got a little bit of wildness. He's a little wild.
I thought Dusty made a huge mistake doing that.
Yeah.
I don't know what I get that he's a strikeout type pitcher, but I did not love that move by Dusty Baker. To me, I might have let
well,
and this is now So you saw it with Grubbs, too. This is starting to be a concern because Grubbs is picking at the plate.
Who?
Not Grubbs.
Scrub.
Scrub. And Grubbs. There I am with my dyslexia, but I don't have it, but it feels like.
Well, if it was, you'd say Bergs.
Well, Scrub. Trying not to call him a Scrub.
Burks, you'd have said, if it was dyslexia.
He's throwing these. He's short-arming these sliders into the dirt.
How much does ESPN love this? Mike, the first 10 minutes of SportsCenter is about the Astros and Dodgers.
It's going to be. Well, our first 10 minutes of our show is, too.
Yeah.
But that's what it's going to be every single time. But this is
we're in Houston. They just love this because it's the Astros are catching it.
Oh, they love it, but it is the big story. I mean, ahead of the Marlins, I guess, basically getting – they're just going to have to stop playing baseball for a while.
Well,
Marlins.
Because no one can go to Atlanta without going to Magic City, apparently. The whole team went out to Magic City and brought it all to Philadelphia.
Is that what happened?
There's no evidence of that.
No, I know, but I'm just saying.
You're just saying.
I'm just saying, that's all. Saying.
Yeah, well, if you missed it, the Marlins are shut down till Monday. The Phillies can't play another game till Friday, which is the incubation period. Sunday to Friday for the Phillies because that's when they were playing the Marlins. So about 5 days, and then the Marlins, because they've been around each other, get a little bit extra. So everyone who's tested positive will keep you away from the non-positive people. We'll quarantine them until we can field half a baseball team. Then we'll grab another half from our satellite squad. And that's what they're going to have to do.
Well, Bob Nightingale says it started when they left their hotel and had a good time in Atlanta.
Is that what he says?
Yeah.
I mean, and there is the concern.
They played exhibition games in Atlanta, and they went out, apparently. Some of the guys went out, and then stuff happened.
Well, a couple Braves in that same realm in that same couple days tested positive, too. So I don't know if the Braves...
Well, it's Atlanta. Everybody's testing positive.
So I don't know if the Braves...
If you go to Atlanta, Magic City, apparently, is the super spreader.
I don't know that they went to Magic City.
You're telling me that Magic City isn't a super spreader?
Well, we'll see about Lou Williams. Does he have it?
I don't care.
You would have heard it if he did.
He just got it to go, remember?
He took it off. Oh, yeah. There are pictures of him without the mask on. But the Braves, a couple of Braves catchers had it too. So maybe there was an interaction between the Braves and the Marlins just talking before the scrimmages started. But the Braves have only had those two cases. They haven't – it hadn't spread through their entire team.
So the Phillies are shut down until Friday. The Marlins are shut down till Monday, right? And who knows who's going to be out there for them. But, yeah, I don't know how you play a 60-game season now with all of this stuff. I don't know that it's possible to play season.
Here's what Bob Nightingale said. Longtime respected baseball writer who now works for – I think he got whacked because of the coronavirus. He's writing for USA Today still and also radio.com. I think a couple guys went out in Atlanta, so that's what happened. I don't think it was any kind of a fluke from the bus driver, pilot, or something like that. I believe some guys got careless. At least one guy did for sure. He went out, and I think he came back positive and spread it around. That's what Nightingale said. But why it's important is because it could have an impact. It shows what could happen to the NFL. This is your worst-case scenario. An early worst case scenario, and it's happening in the first series of baseball where one guy doesn't handle his business and it spreads to an entire team and have to shut it down. In the NFL, a team would have to miss, this will be the case in the NFL. If an NFL team gets it and it spreads rapidly and it's over a certain percentage, that team is just going to not have that game played. I mean, what else can you do? You can just, not play again.
What are you going to do?
Unfortunately, if you don't know and you play another team and it spreads, then you got yourself two teams that will have to be.
Well, and they are. And the Phillies are the recipient of that.
Yeah.
Not playing all those
games.
You're
welcome.
So,
for one dumbass. Name the dumbass who went out, Matt Nightingale. Name him. Because unless you shame these guys like you shame everyone else on social media, unless you shame the guys that went out and people and the players realize – that there's going to be repercussions for this. They're just going to keep being guys who take, Lou Williams was shamed. And so I think there's going to be, hey, you either handle your business or we're going to make sure that people know who you are because you're being so reckless, you're putting other people in danger. The same way we talk about people who don't wear masks, who put, older people and people who have underlying conditions in potentially, you know, death's way.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same way. It's the same thing. Those people get shamed on social media. So shame these dumbasses.
Right. Well, if in fact it is the case. Let's take a break. I want to hear from Dusty post game, and Joe Kelly had some words in the post game as well. We'll hear from them on the other side. But first, let's talk Caliber Roofing and Exteriors. Now, you look up at your roof, and listen, you can tell there's some shingles missing, or is it old? There's a lot of things that might be wrong with it. Storm season is coming. Do you need to have it looked at? How about a free evaluation of your roof by the guys at Caliber Roofing and Exteriors? They'll come to your home. They'll check it all out. Do you need gutters, painting, siding, decking, power washing? Caliber Roofing and Exteriors does it all. If you're looking for somebody to help you with your insurance company, do you have any issues? Do you have any leaks? Do you have any of your shingles missing or whatnot? Caliber Roofing will work with your insurance company as well. I know these guys, great guys, and they're going to come to your home and they're going to give you a fair price. And they're going to try to make sure that you get as much out of your insurance company as possible, and that is important. Financing is available. Get affordable monthly payments, no prepayment penalties or home equity required. Call today for a free inspection, 713-823-9355. That's 713-823-9355, or go to 975roof.com.
ESPN 97. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Erline.
Balls get away sometime, you know, but not that many in the big leagues. And, you know, when you throw a 3-0 fastball over a guy's head, I mean, now you're flirting with his, you know, ending his career. And then a couple other guys' balls are close. And then, you know, what really enraged everybody is when, you know, he told Carlos, I mean, he struck him out. And he told him, nice swing. And see, what are you supposed to do then? And then what upset me is that the umpires warned us, you know, why don't you warn him? You know, he's the one throwing a ball, and, you know, he's the one that started this mess in the first place.
That's our manager through 2021, by the way. For whatever reason, they felt like they needed to extend him. Dusty is a lame duck manager. I know a lot of guys, well, I'm not going to get the respect in the locker room if I don't have, you know, if guys don't think I'm going to be around. Dusty's 79 and has all the respect in the world from all those guys.
Yeah.
He doesn't need another year. What that just told me is that AJ's, you know, everybody who's hoping that AJ will be back, that ain't happening.
Yep.
It just ain't happening. I think AJ will get a job somewhere. It just won't be here. And I was asked last night about that. I said, well, it's the embarrassment for the organization. You can't bring him back. Even though you like him, you thought he did a great job, you just can't bring him back. This organization needs to move on from that whole thing. And it won't until all these players are done with their careers here. And it still will last because the Astros will always have that stigma on them. But Dusty will be around through 2021 now after the announcement yesterday. And, you know, somebody's got to step up and protect the guys.
Well, Lance McCullers has done it and will do it again.
Mm-hmm.
It's just Lance McCullers is, you know, you're not going to see Lance McCullers.
Right.
He's not scheduled to.
Oh, no. If Lance was on the mound tonight?
There's a 100% chance that somebody would get a brushback.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know that he'd hit him, but if he did, if you get it off first, unless there's warnings before, you could get warnings beforehand. But Joe, what Joe Kelly did stepped outside the boundaries. And Jeff Blum even said, look, or Todd Callis and Jeff Blum said this. Todd Callis said, look, I don't, like, if somebody got hit in the ribs or hit in the backside, he goes, I'm fine with that. And Blum said, yeah, absolutely. That's baseball. But if you're going to do it, and like Blum said, Don't go over somebody. He goes, if you're going to do it, then do it. Don't go 3-0 pitch and then you throw a purpose pitch. It doesn't even hit the guy and you don't even get a warning. He said, if you're gonna hit somebody, if you're going to make a statement, then make your statement. Then hit somebody. Hit somebody and make your statement. Don't pull that crap. So I think Callis and Jeff Blum, and Callis, of course, has been around the game forever, so he knows. And Blum's a baseball guy. They know the Astros are going to get hit. The Astros are going to have to wear a few, and that's going to be based on because they broke, you know, they're I kind of say they broke, but they kind of broke baseball's code, except I guess there's maybe codes about maybe you're supposed to cheat a certain way, and that's inside the baseball code, but the Astros cheated outside the code, and that's why they're going to get hit. I don't know. But Joe Kelly wasn't a pro. A pro would have gone out there, thrown his pitch in the ribs to Alex Bregman, and move on. Not waited for 3-0. He would have just hit him, and that would have. But Kelly also was mouthing. He was doing, like, everything he did is going to be. And now, here's what Twitter says. The Twitter headline, you know, what's trend or what's happening. Mm-hmm. Joe Kelly was the star of the show in heated Astros-Dodgers exchange. That's how they position it. Keep in mind, I want you all to remember that everybody that does this to the Astros is the best person in the world. Joe Kelly is the star. Mm-hmm. Joe Kelly is a national treasure and a hero. This is how he's going to be portrayed by everybody. Never mind that he went with the Astros, hit some trash cans, and he had a pitch that if Alex Bregman doesn't get out of the way, hits him in the head and can end a career or worse. But he's the hero. This is going to be the national hero, Joe Kelly. And the first person that hits two Astros is potentially going to get a statue that is going to stand and no one will tear down because that person is really going to be a hero that stands the test of time. You were able to stand up to the tyrants of Houston who beat you at a game that is being played by most major league teams. They just outslicked you. So just keep that in mind. Joe Kelly was the star of the show in heated Astros.
He was.
Astros.
Joe Kelly's game. The star of ESPN. Everybody loves Joe Kelly. You're right. Joe Kelly is a hero. Is the hero that the entire nation needed.
Oh yeah. No, we're gonna. Joe Kelly is heroic. You're gonna find out how heroic that little weasel bitch is.
Whoa.
Joe Kelly.
Whoa.
He's just the more I'm watching of him, it's just his moves just have. can I say the C word?
No.
But that's what he looks like.
No.
His little moves that he's doing, his God, just such a weasel move.
I'm hoping. Well, you know what? We got a bullpen game today. If there is warnings, if there are warnings before the game, oh well. Hey, Belak, take it for the team. Oh well. Get thrown out. Oh well. You know what? Come high. High and hard, Adam. And you know who should go down first? That bitch, Cody Bellinger. That's who should go down first with his lippy, how lippy he is.
Joe Kelly really didn't have good control. I mean, just on a separate note, he couldn't get on top of that break. He couldn't get on top of his slider. He missed. He couldn't turn that thing over like three different times. Joe Kelly did have some issues being a good pitcher yesterday.
Yeah.
And he does have good stuff. Like, I mean, he's got electric stuff.
Yeah, he's got a big arm. He's always had a big arm. But, yeah, that's Joe Kelly, though, being Joe Kelly. But you don't tell a hitter, nice swing, Biznatch. You just don't say that.
No.
You don't say it.
Especially to...
And he's a liar. STFU. And Dave Roberts is a liar.
Yeah.
They're all liars. You know what? I'm going to get a Joe Kelly Pinocchio nose now as my avatar. Because everybody in baseball is a liar. Everybody in baseball is a liar. Lies, cheats, but the Astros apparently, but not as egregiously as the Astros, though. The words egregious, how egregious the Astros were.
Mm.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, Joe Kelly never cheated with the Red Sox. None of the Red Sox ever cheated to their 2018
Joe
title.
Joe Kelly better watch up because when he comes up to the plate and has to hit this year, there's going to be some real problems.
There are no, no, he's not hitting.
What? No, yeah. He didn't have to sing.
No, he doesn't have to. So he can go like that. Yeah. Yeah, he can do that.
Huh.
Yep.
Imagine that.
Right.
Yeah. So, the problem is not that he... The problem is how badly that pitch, quote-unquote, got away from him. It was a fastball. You know, the pitches that got away from him were the breaking pitches, were the sliders. That legitimately got away from him. He couldn't get it to turn.
Well, Bregman's and Correa's were fastballs.
fastball at the neck is not, you know, that's not a pitch getting away from you.
No.
I don't care what he says.
No.
Well, I broke a window in a video I did. He did, though. Yeah, great. I mean, okay, he doesn't have great control. All right, let's say they all got away from
you. He broke his own window,
though. Let's say they all got away from you. What about the part where you're stepping in front of the bag? What about the part where you're mouthing it at our professional hitter? What about when you're doing that with Brantley? When you're
Brantley stepped on his foot because
that's where his foot
he doesn't
was.
Know. Yeah, he doesn't know
what
where
about
to stand.
When you say nice swing, bitch. What about when you turn to the dugout?
Yeah.
Like all the things he did. If he just missed
the
pitch,
he's a hero now, though. Oh, man. You know what? Because Joe Kelly. You know, Joe Kelly has got to make a name for himself in L.A., and now Joe Kelly is the hero of Los Angeles, right? Because he was a Red Sox for all those years. Last year, he was, let's see, what? Okay, his ERA last year, 4.39. No, 4.56 last year. You know what? They hate Joe Kelly in L.A. Now, they love Joe Kelly in L.A. He had a 4.56 and a 1.38 whip. He struck out. He was a 3-1 strikeout guy. Gave up 49 hits and 26 runs. He sucked last year. So you know what he had to do? That so that everybody in LA loves him and he's a hero. And he's going to be right next to Jackie Robinson, his statue.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No.
Yes, now he is.
He'll never be.
Right next to Jackie Robinson.
Probably closer to Oral Hershiser because he was talking yesterday, too, saying he considers the Dodgers the 2017 World Series champion.
Who cares what Oral Hershiser says?
Well, the Dodgers, just like Dodger fans care about him, that's how they care about Joe Kelly. He'll be next to Joe Kelly. Not next to Jackie.
That had something to do with Marwin hitting a home run off of Kenley Jansen? Did that have anything to do with Springer and the Astros kicking their ass in Game 7? No. Cody Bellinger going 1-for-80 in the series and sucking? Did that have something to do with trash cans? No.
You got to ask Oral those questions, not me.
Bitches. 729 ESPN 97.
Wait until you hear some of the Twitter replies that I show you on this one.
Right.
Joe Kelly, the hero.
Okay.
All it's going to do is piss you off. All right, if you guys watched the game, which probably you did, and you got thoughts on this whole thing, 713-780-3776. Give us a shout or hit us up on text line. I'll take a look at that as well. The same number, 713-780-3776. Put it into your phone. Put the contact as Lil Mama, and then just see. That'll be a good test to see if your girl's going through your phone. Because if you got a phone that says Lil Mama for a contact, but it's actually us, then she is going to say something. Or she's going to end up being on the show one day.
Mm-hmm. Like Star.
Like the lady who called in because a guy had Star in his phone when they called us Star 610 when we were labeled, you know, that was the name, Star 610. She called. I thought this was a stripper. So you're just a regular sports show? Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not, because her husband was literally taking a shower.
She was rifling through his phone.
And then it turns out they got divorced.
Do you see what you get, though, when you get married?
Interesting little story on that one. It turns out that they got divorced because she was cheating on him. Yeah.
Yeah. 7:30.
Got a follow-up from the guy.
ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
I assumed you knew.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
With the no fans here, it's easy to hear some stuff. You know, so I like picking up a couple times. It's fun. But yeah, something apparently they didn't take too kind to. But, I mean, my accuracy isn't the best. I broke my window with my newborns coming 2 days before they were born. So it is what it is.
I'm not really scared. The face that you made to Correa walking off, what was that exchange?
I don't remember the words. It's kind of in the moment type thing. I guess my expression was what I interpreted in my head. what he was saying.
What?
You're a real cool guy, Joe Kelly. You're a real cool guy.
What did he say? He's a bitch. You know what? Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly, part of one of the cheatinest teams ever, the 2018 Red Sox.
Isn't this frustrating?
It is unbelievable.
The Red Sox cheating ass.
And Joe Kelly is going to come to the rescue.
The Yankees with...
off that cheating ass team.
Telelenses recording stuff in the... from the outfield against the A's and
playoffs. No, they were using Correa. Alex Apple Cora watches. Was there, and he was cheating. And you can never ever tell me any different that it was some intern or whatever. The guy that got fired. Stop. This whole thing's stupid. And Joe Kelly is stupid. Joe Kelly is a hypocrite. It's this. The whole thing is embarrassing.
Joe Kelly, here's some stuff we got here.
Oh, good. You're going to read me tweets
from
famous people.
Well, just tweets in general.
Tweets in general.
Some have blue check marks.
Okay.
Because the blue check marks,
it means you're a great person.
The blue check mark is the most virtuous of the people.
Yes.
I'm blue check mark, so what I say matters.
I'm not blue check mark. I don't give a rat's ass.
What I say matters
anybody's blue check mark.
I'm a better person than you. That's what you need to know about a blue check mark.
I know people that really care about that.
Yeah,
like they're like, you need to get a blue check mark.
Who
gives a rat's ass?
This guy who is Troy Rank. He is a sports anchor, Denver 7. It feels like he jumped in this just so he could.
What
hashtag.
What does Denver have to do with this?
That's what I want to know, and that's what I ask him. He put a hashtag Denver 7. Okay, whammy. I don't know why he has to put his hashtags his TV station at the end, except that's exactly what you need to know. And he hashtags Astros to make sure he got included in the conversation. I like Dusty Baker. He's a cool dude, but disagree with him. He says the Dodgers, Kelly started this wrong. This was started when the Astros got caught cheating and showed zero remorse. Dusty wasn't there for the cheating, but this team will suffer the consequences. Mm. Hashtag Denver 7.
And he's going to give it to him.
More this evening at Denver 7, your home for Bronco Sports. Then we got this, just some person with 4,700 followers who is also Denver sports fan. She's in the media. She's director of social media for Denver sports. I'm not sure how Denver's in this. They need to.
Where did Denver?
We're A, the Dodgers are B, and you need to see your ass out of this conversation, Denver.
Dabbed on him.
Michaela Perkins says, Joe Kelly, the hero we deserve. KFC Barstool, who is from Barstool Sports, quite a substantial following. This has 10,400 likes. He says, I don't think I've ever seen an athlete ingratiate himself more to the world than Joe Kelly did in 10 minutes worth of work tonight. He's a legit hero to every baseball fan who doesn't root for the Astros. Smiles McNasty, who is somebody with 22 followers, said, Joe Kelly needs the damn MVP award after last night. Scott Warner says, I just bought a Joe Kelly jersey.
Hmm.
The Short Porch, which is a podcast hosted by two guys from Barstool, says, we are all Joe Kelly fans right now.
Hmm.
I'll take Joe Kelly on my team every day. If you want to do what Joe Kelly does, you better be as good as Joe Kelly. Think about that. Joe Kelly might be my new favorite baseball player, and I don't even watch baseball.
Everybody hates the man.
Oh, no. You have no idea.
It hates the
Joe episode. Kelly is a certified C word, and he is just beloved now.
He
was on a cheating Red Sox. He was on a team that cheated to win the World Series, and y'all are loving up on him.
But
that is where we live in 2020.
That is where we live.
I mean, that's where we live in 2020. You don't.
As long as they didn't get caught.
As long as you have one bad guy and you just focus on
that. As long as
that.
The commissioner protected their asses.
I'm sitting through this, and frankly, the whole baseball world is full of cucks, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They just watch.
Honestly, because you know why? And it's not the insult thing that.
Is it the baseball world or is it just people on
Twitter?
It's baseball.
And I don't like to use that word particularly because of a group of people who use it, but. You know, Joe, like you said, Joe Kelly's on the Red Sox. Joe Kelly's team won a World Series. And if you're not a Red Sox fan, why are you a fan of Joe Kelly?
Yeah.
Considering what his team did to go win a World Series. You know what? I can't even use the words I want to use to describe baseball.
I know.
Because you can't do it because we do this for a living. But
this is also Twitter sports. It's all of it. Twitter. It's baseball Twitter.
The people from Denver trying to. I don't know. You're doing it for likes. I don't.
They're co-opting for likes.
They're all going to be
hashtag Denver 7.
Ooh, I like him. He hates. He loves Joe Kelly. He hates the Astros.
If you dislike the Astros, you're probably well within your rights. Particularly if you are. If you root for a team who got. Right. "Quote unquote," screwed over.
Okay, that's fine.
That's fine. I understand that because we're all sports fans, and if somebody screwed my team over, I'd be upset too. But taking the Twitter and being phony about your outrage,
exactly.
Get out of my face.
I don't care. That's the thing that probably angers me more than anything in the world right now. And that guy from Denver had to hashtag Astro so he could make sure he showed up in as many mentions, as many searches as possible of hashtag Astros. And yeah, he just wanted to show, like, look at me. I stand with everyone who stands against the Astros. Denver 7. But don't forget my. I'm trying to get out of Denver and go national. So
don't
forget
tonight at 6. I will show Joe Kelly being a hero.
A hero and
Joe Kelly's the hero.
So in
we
case
need.
You missed it Denver yesterday, 7. The big story in the sports world actually didn't take place in Denver, where the Broncos are all showing up in camp right now, and we're gonna get a close look at Drew Lock, but the big story actually happened in Houston. Houston, Texas, home of the Cheaters, the Trash Can Bangers. We've talked a lot about that, Michaela, but the Trash Can Bangers, and we've now got a national hero. I'm talking about Joe Kelly. Joe Kelly of the L.A. Dodgers, and I never thought I'd say this about another team in the West, but Joe Kelly from the Dodgers is a new hero. You ask why he's a hero? Well, we'll show you coming up in 10 minutes on Denver 7, your home for Broncos sports and the home of Noah Fant and Drew Lock. Keep it right here, Denver 7.
Noah Fant? Not sure.
Yeah. You know how I know that's unrealistic? That's too long for a local news sports.
So let's get into that. That was
the whole sports.
Here's Joe Kelly right now. Not all heroes
especially
wear capes.
Especially in a non-Broncos story. Yeah.
Not all heroes wear capes. Hashtag heroes don't wear capes. We're going to get that started right here. Hashtag Denver 7. Make sure that you take a look at our podcast as well. Listen to the podcast and the videos that we have on hashtag Sports Map Denver. We've got, because maybe we could take over Denver and have control of their content so we at least get the likes. That's what this guy's doing. This guy's a sports anchor who's just hashtag Astros, hashtag Denver 7. Can I be in the conversation, guys? Can you give me the likes? Can I get the likes? Can I get 11 extra followers for going against the Astros? Please, guys, shut the fuck up.
You're
not in this.
Wow.
You're not in this, Denver. I'm just going to block this guy who's following me, too. Just block. Get your draft news from somebody else. Go watch Todd McShay.
Who's worse, this guy or Todd McShay?
Ooh.
Todd's fine. Todd just gets reckless.
With his words?
He's just reckless. No.
In these streets?
Eyeballing?
He's reckless.
Reckless
in the
eyeballing? A reckless eyeballing the during the underwear show?
Oh, Lance, sorry, I saw your...
At the combine?
All of a sudden at the combine, he's like, oh, hey, I just saw your the direct message you sent to me a couple years ago. Oh, now you just saw it? When we were just
because you...
FOH. Because I'm here? Talking to somebody? Okay.
I'm going to slap that dude up because I don't like him.
Oh, easy. Easy, Masvidal.
If I see him at Whole Foods, I'm going to still slap that dude up because I don't like him.
You know who he wasn't talking about?
He wasn't talking about Usman.
Usman. He wasn't talking about Usman because he'd get a clutch put on him. He wouldn't be able to get out of it. First seconds of video is Manfred calling down to the crew to issue warnings to us. This is, what is this? I don't know. I got to see what people are sending.
Dez says, imagine falling in love with a guy whose team cheated to beat your team after a team cheated to beat your team. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Picking up Price and Kelly and Betts.
Wasn't he on the 18 Red Sox who beat the Dodgers?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Then they cheated.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, they were all on it.
I'm making
Betts,
sure he was. Yeah,
Price.
Because he was pitching against the Astros.
Yes, he was. He was there in 18. Yeah, he was there. 17 and 18, he was there. Ugh.
The hero we all need.
He's the hero, yeah. Oh, stop. I'm disgusted with everyone in the world.
We should be talking about Eric Gordon's ankle injury, honestly.
Yeah, we'll do that on the other side. Eric Gordon, out. We'll see how long. Could be a couple of weeks. That next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I want to talk about Lance Loken. He's a really, really nice guy. I'm going to tell you this. He's a guy that you can trust. You're going to like him. You're going to think, man, I like this guy a lot. And people do. You know why? It's because he sells their houses. Francesca was starting a new job as a teacher. She had to move closer to her school. The Loken Group decided that this was pretty easy. They had 13 showings and 4 offers on her home. They helped her get $6,500 over the list price in just 4 days. That's what they do. This is the number one. The Loken Group, Keller Williams, the Loken Group ranks number one in Texas and number two in the world in volume and homes sold. They are unbelievable. Listen, Lance is going to give you an immediate cash offer for your home so that you don't even have to go through all the stuff. If you don't want that, you can sell it, but he's going to tell you about, and listen, he is also going to do this. If he's not doing the job, he will let you out of the contract free and clear. That's the Loken Group, thelokengroup.com. They are just simply the best. And if you're selling your home, need to buy a home or sell your home, or if you're a real estate agent and you're looking for a job, they're hiring people right now. It's this thing is growing and growing and growing. They will be number one in the world in no time. thelokengroup.com, 281-861-4624, or the Loken Group, L-O-K-E-N, group.com.
Well, hello.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
.776 ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. Eric Gordon, ankle. Out for a couple of weeks. Bad start. This is an 8-game, really. Well, you know what? This is playoff seeding, though.
Did it tear his, kind of a big deal. Did he tear his? Is he going to have Tommy John surgery, too?
No, not on his ankle.
Well, you said 2 weeks.
Well, right, just like Verlander.
Has it been reported by anyone that he'll be out here? Did anyone chance to roam him?
No. No, it's an ankle. He might have hit a curb. And
hey, that's actually more can be dangerous. That's not a joking matter.
Thank God he didn't fall off a ladder like Verlander did.
That's not a joking
matter. But he just actually stubbed his toe on a curb.
That's not a joking
matter. Out 2 weeks.
Yeah, Eric Gordon did something athletic, like he was making a pass.
So was I, going 10 feet high to get clean a gutter.
He leapt and he landed on someone's
foot. If you would have seen what I did to survive.
Survive
the fall, yeah.
What do you mean? You just put your arm down to survive the fall?
I was thinking about this. No.
Yesterday, he lost his balance.
Oh, my God. Del.
And he used his left arm.
Someone on this tiny sports map stool that's about the size of a balance beam. It's not as wide as a balance beam. That you sit on this. And so I kind of sat on it, and I slipped backwards. And as I'm falling to catch myself, you know, instinctively, the left arm goes up, bang, and hits the background that we have behind us. And immediately, pain rocketed through every nerve ending of my body. And I'm like, ah! And I slam my hand down on the table, just ticked off, because I'm in a lot of pain. And all of a sudden, the intern, Charles, came over and you need me to get your sling or something? Laura Beavers comes running down. What's going on? Is somebody having a fight? Jimmy? I'm like, no, I just hurt my thing.
Are you okay? I was in the other room.
Laura Beavers is a nice person.
And his microphone was on. And I said, yeah, whatever.
John didn't even come check.
I didn't come check.
He didn't come check at all.
He's not a good person. We know that.
No, he's not.
No, I was. I felt bad for him. I was like, are we going to get this done? Are you ready yet?
I'm going to tell you who would have checked on me.
Are we
going to
get this sports math thing done or not? 100%
who would have checked on me. Joe Kelly. Because Joe Kelly is a hero. He's a national hero, yeah. I've been told. Joe Kelly probably would have checked on me and said, hey, man, I just want to make sure you're okay. If there's anything I can do, throw a fastball behind someone's neck, mm-hmm. anything I can do like that can make things better, you let me know.
Hmm. I think John made a Joe Kelly face when he was sitting in the seat.
That's exactly what he did.
Let's get KT. Is this Katie or KT?
KT, like K.T.
Hey, KT. What's up, man?
What up, KT?
What's going on, y'all, man? First of all, I'm from Houston, just moved to Dallas, and I'm not going to say that the stations suck out here, but they're not you guys.
Oh,
anywho.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Anywho, if I was an Astro, the next time I go yard, and I know this is frowned upon in baseball, but I would bat flip directly at the guy that pitched the ball to me. And watch me orbit the bases, baby. Go Astros.
Go get them. Thank you, KT. Keep on listening on that app. All of you out there that, he's just out of our listening area in Dallas.
Yeah, a little bit.
Barely. Just barely out of our listening area. So we have no reception problems here in Houston. It's just up there in Dallas you might have a hard time. So get the app. Get the app.
How long is, what to KT's point about how you're going to round the bases, how long?
If I'm Bregman, I'm carrying the bat all the way around the bases.
How long do you think the Astros are going to eat those turd sandwiches that people try to serve up? Because knowing them, they're going to take their medicine to an extent. But if you start getting extra with it, it's not going to. I'm just telling you, between Carlos Correa, because here's the problem. This is just the truth that no one's going to talk about. Is these players know that other players have been involved in teams that cheat. They know that. They know Joe Kelly was on a cheating ass team. They know the manager that was on the team that won a World Series. They know Mookie Betts cheated to win a World Series. They know this. I don't know if they cheated to win a World Series. They cheated during the season, and that helped them get to where they were. They know this. The Astros know. Alex Cora was a guy who was a ringleader, and that's fine. He's had a baseball too. But it's for as frustrating as it is for us, they're not going to really take kindly – to, especially to a guy like Joe Kelly, who they're like, you?
Yeah.
You got a ring, but wait.
You got a ring cheating.
You got a ring with a team cheating. You got playoff shares with a team cheating. You got history on your side from when you retire because of a team cheating. You're going to get extra like this with us? You? I'm just telling you, they don't have the personalities to sit and just keep taking it like whipped dogs. That's not going to happen. Their fight or flight's going to kick in, and you're going to see – you saw it yesterday. You can't just keep taking liberties with this Astros team. At some point, there's going to be a problem. I just want them to wait until Yordan gets back because he's big.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, no, Yordan. You know, so Brantley didn't catch it because Brantley wasn't on the team. Altuve didn't catch it either. For whatever reason, Bregman is. See, Altuve is a good guy, though. I think
well,
people like.
Well, Bregman is talky talk. Yeah, I mean, we know he is, and then Carlos Correa basically told another guy to shut the bleep up.
And I was thinking about it.
Sit the bleep down.
Honestly, I mean, I know we've seen Correa working out with his short shorts on. We've seen that before.
Well, James does too.
Yeah.
Move.
No.
That's just a move. Now.
That's a young person move, I guess. But I don't really know who on the team I'm really scared of fighting, though. I mean, Bregman's little. He's wee.
I think he may be wee, as you call him, but he's well put together. And no, I think he's got plenty of red ass. I think he will do things to you.
I think so,
that you
too.
Don't
no,
like.
I think
he's
got red
dirty.
Ass, but I don't know that he's...
Yuli comes from communist country. Like Yuli's willing to.
You got to fight your way out.
Yeah, he's gonna get his. Scrap
I'm sure on. He's been in some scraps.
He's gonna get his scrap on.
Yordan, you're afraid of.
Yordan is, but you know who I was.
Brantley is too nice.
What about
Springer,
the guy?
I bet you could pack a punch.
What about that big chunky pitcher Gratterall, yesterday, mm-hmm. who was throwing 100? Like every pitch was 100. And all I could think of was, I don't want him involved in a fight.
No. Well, Urquidy come back. Well, that's a square. I'll square those two up. Urquidy's a big dude now.
Urquidy's bigger than I thought.
Yes, he is.
But Gratterall is 265. Gratterall is a monster. And he throws 100. It's like, damn, this guy's throwing 100. Well, all I could think of was.
If it's a beanball war, then.
There is no chance.
You're just standing there throwing at each other.
Yeah, you don't want to get in a
trash can revenge. Thanks, ESPN.
You don't want to get in a beanball war with them.
No,
until
Gratterall.
Really at all.
Or
with
Joe
them.
Kelly, because but Joe Kelly can't hit you.
Well, they can, but
he has no
they
idea.
They got guys that throw fast.
Yeah.
The Dodgers can throw some fast, and they got 101 miles. He hit 101 on the gun yesterday.
We got Josh James.
I'm not loving. I know we've avoided the subject of the bullpen, but I'm starting to really get a little nervous about this.
Well,
bullpen.
Everybody's just making their major league debut every night. Every night it's a major league debut. What the hell?
Bases loaded. Who you going with? Paredes, like, he didn't really have experience for this yet. Well, maybe we go back to Devo. He's got experience. No, I don't want to see Devo ever again.
Yeah.
Well, what about
Will? There is zero. I mean, literally, the bullpen has one day experience.
Here comes a guy named Scrub.
He didn't pitch badly.
No, but his name is Scrub.
I love
you
that.
You can't have a good bullpen with a guy and like, who y'all right. throwing? Ah, some Scrub.
Toilet. Who's up next? Toilet.
Timmy Toilet?
Yeah.
The left-hand specialist, well, Timmy Toilet, who has to stay in for three batters now?
Right. And our closer, garbage.
He's their unfortunate last name
for
a bullpen.
Yeah.
Garbage, Toilet, and Scrub?
Yeah.
There's no one named on the roster. I'm looking over the roster right now. Now, granted, most of the pitchers I've never seen before.
No. You don't know any of them.
I wouldn't even know them.
No.
Like, so if I go like, oh, it's, you know
if
what?
If somebody came up and he was...
It, oh, you know what? John was... He just misspelled. It's garbage. It's G-E-R-B-A-G-E.
Garbage.
He just called him garbage, but there is a pitcher named Jimenez Garbage. Let's see. Oh, this is Twilight. This is Ted
French.
Twilight. Yeah. This is a guy who came from the Blue Jays organization who was French-Canadian named Ted Twilight. It's not Toilet. I didn't even realize he pitched double-A for the Hooks. I didn't even know he was with the Hooks.
God, who are all these guys?
Not double-A.
Literally,
triple.
The bullpen has one day experience. That's it. There's nobody. Who in the bullpen?
I know.
Outside of Osuna. There's nobody. Well, the most experienced is Cy Snead. Really?
I didn't like seeing a guy throw 101.
No.
I'm not a fan of that. And I think baseball has got to do something to limit the amount of speed that opposing pitchers can throw.
You think that they need, like golf, the ball is too explosive now?
Yeah. Because all I could think of was, even if my shoulder was good, I do not think I could get around on that.
What?
On that.
You don't. Lance doesn't. No. Wait. Tell. Lance
I know. I know.
Think
I can't
can get
now.
Around on Gratterall. It's
101. I know I can't get around on Gratterall right
this
now.
This from the guy who can't step over a curb.
No, I hurt my shoulder. There's no way I could get
you
around.
You can't
on
even
that.
Pick up a wing with your arm. Uh-oh. You think you're gonna be able to get
well,
around?
I'm
get
saying
around.
Before. I'm saying before I fell
before,
off the ladder.
Oh, before you mean when you couldn't step over the curb?
That was 2007. That's so 2008. That's actually 18, but that was so 2018.
Oh, that's two
this
years ago.
This is a
ago.
Different year.
This thing from the guy, he doesn't think he could hit 101 mile an hour fastball.
No, I
he
don't. That's walk. What I'm being honest
he
about
can't
it.
Get up a ladder that's in his bushes.
I'm being honest. I don't think I could get around on 101.
You know how they had that Pros versus Joes show
yeah.
Where you actually were going against former pros? We should have Lance do the least athletic things that have in sports so you
speed
can get him
walk.
Done. Yeah.
He can't. I'm pretty sure that but he can't speed walk.
Can Lance swing a bat with the donuts on him? Can he get around?
All right, Charles, do I need to go get the MVP trophy from the media basketball tournament?
When were you the MVP?
What are you talking about? I was. No. Daryl Morey gave me MVP. Oh, yeah.
I thought Raheel
no,
was the MVP.
Oh, no, won it every year.
Go ask Daryl Morey. Go and text Daryl Morey. Raheel knows. He
what
gave
MVP
it to me.
Did you win?
It was the same year.
For what?
Well,
2010.
You had multiple MVPs?
I swear on Jesus and my kids' lives right now. Yes. Daryl Morey said me
James,
or Raheel.
James and Russ both won?
I'm just telling you right
now.
Y'all can say what y'all want.
Now, you know what?
Ask Daryl Morey.
Now we know why
it was me and Raheel got the MVP.
Now we know why he's Thundersticks.
He just snatched the trophy.
Oh, yeah. No wonder. That was his
Hold
pizza.
On a second.
Wait a minute.
Get something
Wait
quick.
A minute. Did you get another trophy from Daryl? Wait a minute. Let's. Hey,
look
Kate,
how he's walking.
Who's the best?
He can't even swing his arm.
I know.
He's holding it.
Listen, Lance. Who's the best GM in the city, Lance? Daryl. He gave me a trophy. Remember?
No,
that's
Lance,
his pizza.
I think you said the quiet part loud. You're supposed to leave that trophy thing
Lance,
in the background.
He's
you don't
going
put
to
that
get
out
his
there.
Trophy. All right. When he gets.
What are his stats? I thought Raheel was the guy.
No, Raheel was the MVP every year.
What did he
no.
win?
Daryl. Daryl gave him another one. They won co-MVPs.
For what? What did you do?
You did nothing.
What are you talking about? I balled my ass off is what I did.
I don't believe that's going
to
get
it. Well, you don't have to believe it. Ask Raheel. Ask D. Morey.
Mm.
I grew up playing basketball my whole life.
A lot of people. What are you talking
up.
About? You know how many people grew up playing basketball? Yeah. That doesn't mean anything.
You must have me messed up. I'll show you my 3-point shootout at the
let's see it
at
now.
Toyota Center.
Can I see you shoot now?
Huh?
You should shoot now.
Now's a little bit more of a struggle.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
759. Oh, yeah, I got it. He brought the trophy out. You got to see it on Twitch.
There you go.
What is this, Twitch?
Oh, sorry. I can't. I'm sorry, Dale. I can't see you.
Does
this
your
MVP trophy
is your
in
name
the way.
On it? Is your name on it?
No. So Raheel gave it to me because he snatched it up.
Wait.
So Raheel won it.
Wait a minute. It says math.
It's a you won a math award?
Won a math trophy.
No. I've got one of the trophies my house.
That's Raheel. That one says Raheel?
No, it doesn't say anything.
Oh.
It says 2009 Rockets
Raheel
Media.
Raheel gave it to me,
said. No, the one I won co-MVP was 2010, not 2009.
Oh. Do you have the 2010
really
one at home?
Trophy?
Yeah, that's Raheel's trophy.
This is his 2009 trophy.
You mean that's Raheel's?
It's heavy as hell, too.
Well, you're carrying it with your bat.
I'm carrying it with my
Are you sure? Is your wrist okay picking that up?
Yeah. Y'all can keep hating. Let me know. Hey, let's everyone bring our MVP trophies in the room and do a show together.
That's not even your MVP trophy.
Done.
You just admit it.
Well,
not yours.
Okay, yeah. It's one of my championship trophies.
He goes, let's everyone. That's not even yours.
Not even yours.
Yeah, it is.
Well, no, it's not.
It's our teams. We got one as a team.
Team
Raheel
MVP?
Just jacked them all.
No one gets a team MVP trophy.
This isn't an MVP trophy, but I'm calling it an MVP trophy. Rockets Media 3-on-3 basketball tournament champion.
Okay, that's a championship trophy. And you came off the bench.
And you didn't come off the bench? What's wrong with you?
But you didn't win the MVP like you just said.
Yes, I did. In 2010.
It's a three-man team, and he came off the bench.
In 2010. You're making us late with your lies.
Three-on-three tournament. He's the fifth guy in the rotation.
Yeah. Y'all better ask him. But hold on. Call David Nuno up and Raheel and John Harris. Get them all on the line for the next
You mean
segment.
Guys who actually have
y'all must have
right.
messed
well, not
up.
Raheel. He didn't have a job, but the other two have jobs.
I was killing them. Hold on. Call Daryl Morey.
All right, go ahead.
Let's bet on it.
You want to bet on it?
Yeah.
My bookie.
I had to guard Daryl Morey and got elbowed. Daryl is dirty in the post, by the way.
Oh,
he's dirty in the low post.
And he's the greatest GM ever because he gave me an MVP
trophy. He also throws elbows in the post.
And a pizza. Time to talk about mybookie.ag. Promo code radio. Mybookie.ag. It's back. NBA starts tomorrow night, as a matter of fact. You ready? Well, my bookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. You got a chance now with all the prop bets. Is anybody going to go 8-0? Is LeBron going to – how many points is LeBron going to average? You can bet all of these things. It's unbelievable. You want to bet on who's going to be the champion? You can do that now. Future bet. Go. All you got to do is go to mybookie.ag, promo code radio. You can bet on UFC, Major League Baseball, golf, soccer, all these things. They have thousands of lines and prop bets. Join today. MyBookie will double your first deposit. Not only will they match you dollar for dollar, but they're also throwing in a free $10 NBA future bet. Just enter promo code radio. You bet you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag, promo code radio.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Football Hall of Fame, Mike Rozier, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.